Welcome. You're listening to God in the Raw Ministries. It's time to power up your week. Stay tuned for a powerful message from Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpert. Be blessed.
The title of today's message is When God Makes a Promise, He Keeps It. Oh, you need to tell two people that today. When God makes a promise, He keeps it. Joshua chapter 1. I'm reading from the verse 1, and it says, Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, and to the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Strange. For the first time, something jumped out at me. And I've read this story so many times over. Moses was a powerful man of God, but Moses had a minister. Lord God, I, senior pastor, need a minister. Elect Lady Gale. You see, it's one of the problems that we have in Christendom. Nobody wants somebody else to be their minister. When we come to a place, we said, oh, I can do this on my own, but I need a minister. Lord God, I thank you that I do have a minister. Somebody bless God. If you are close to a minister, something will rub off on you. Don't tell me you're a friend with a prophet and nothing is rubbing off on you. Come on now, come on now, come on now. Don't tell me that you hang out with a prophet and you can't strike your waters for it to give you way. So Joshua was a minister to Moses. And listen, it can't be an easy thing when your minister, the person you minister to, the person you look up to, the person that is supposed to be greater than you, the person you believe is going to take you to the next level, is dead. I believe that one of the worst things that could ever happen to anyone is for a mother and a father to bury their children. I believe it's one of the worst things. Layla Grace is supposed to bury you. Kalita, you're not supposed to bury Layla Grace. Come on, all parents in here, lift your hand and say, Lord, let my children be the one to bury me. Come on, say, Lord, let me never have to bury my children. Tomorrow is Mother's Day. Come on and take this Mother's Day blessing. Come on now, come on now, come on now. Be serious about it, because if you're serious about it, God is a covenant keeper. When God makes a promise, He keeps it. Oh God, help me, Holy Spirit, to help her, Lord. So he said to Joshua, rise up, it is time to go over Jordan, and somebody has got to lead the people. Let me tell you something. If God call home senior pastor, God will rise up another prophetess. God will rise up another senior pastor. You will still get to the place. Nudge your neighbor and say, I will get to the place one way or another. But I'm not jumping ship. Oh Lord. Waiting down here by the river till you come, Lord. If you don't come to my rescue. So listen what God said to him in verse 3. God tell him to get up and to take the people across Jordan. And verse 3 says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Come on, everybody, shout, when God makes a promise, he keeps it. God said to Joshua, every place that your feet tread upon, God is going to give it to you. I'm making a promise with you like I did with Moses. So let me ask you this question. Has God given you a promise? Not your neighbor. Say, neighbor, have the Lord given you a promise? Yes, he has. Come on, somebody lift your hand and said, Lord, I'm still waiting. And so the Lord told him, from the wilderness unto this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your course. Guess what is happening, people? The river Euphrates. Drying up now. Tell somebody when God makes a promise, he keeps it. And this world is not my home. Oh, not somebody and tell them, stop looking at me funny because I look cute. Come on, tell them. Say, you haven't seen cute yet. Come on, say, God, have a body prepared for me. Lord, have mercy. I tell you something. Can I come off course a little bit? God revealed something to me about the body. He had not revealed it. It was in the word all along. We just didn't get it. I told somebody the other day, a couple of months ago rather, I said, I cannot tell you why God says that we shouldn't tattoo this body. Now, if you have already tattooed it, there ain't nothing you can do about it. Now, just relax. I'm not preaching on you. I'm just telling you a story. But if you haven't, don't try to go get one. For he said we shouldn't. Don't ask me why. I don't know. I don't got the answer. But when I share this with you, maybe you can figure out what's up with that. Everything that you see in the earth, it is Satan infiltrating what was already established in the heavens, Lord God. Oh, you don't understand it. He took music out of heaven and now he populated the clubs. And then hear the church folks now. When you hear that kind of music, you go, oh, this is a holy place. You're not supposed to be. Oh, shut up. Holier than thou. Come on now. Come on, tell somebody. It's not about the music. It's about the lyrics. The devil is a liar. Come on now. Even if I don't know what they're saying and they're playing some rock and roll, I'm just going to be bobbing my head. But I told the person, I don't know why he said we shouldn't do that. But just the other day, the Lord spoke to me and he said, I want you to reread the book of Revelation. And I said, all right. The last time he had me do that, he said, I want you to read it from chapter 22 to chapter 1, which means I'm going backwards. This time he said, I want you to read it from chapter 1 forward. Guess what? It's been over a month and I can't pass chapter 3. Every time I finish chapter 3, he said, start it from 1 again. I said, okay. So I realized that he want me to get something, because he said, blessed is the man that read it and understand it. Oh God, you don't understand. It is such a terrifying book. that the Catholic took it out of their Bible. It's a dreadful book. But there is a blessing if you can read and understand it. So I come to find out, my brother, that the Lord said, stand up on your feet, everybody. Stand up to receive this. The Lord says, he that overcome, upon him will I write the name of my Father. Lord, Lord, somebody said, my body is tattooed. He that overcometh, upon him will I write the name of Jerusalem. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord. I said, really, God? Tell somebody, I'm already branded. For whom he did foreknown, he predestinated. Come on, tell a couple of people, I am predestined to make it. Come on, tell somebody else, I am chosen to make it. Come on, tell somebody, I will make it.
I will make it.
By any means possible. I must make it. Come on and give God some praise in the house. Lord God, Lord God. Say, do it, Lord, do it for me. Verse 5 of Joshua chapter 1, we're back on course. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. What does that mean? It simply means, Joshua, I'm making you a promise that any man come out to war you, he will not overcome you. I want for you to look at all situation that comes to war your life and understand that you have somebody great with you. You have the... Listen, man. What kind of power do we have? Come on and shout it out. Somebody shout resurrection power. What kind of power do you have?
Resurrection power.
Oh, you gotta say it like you believe it. What kind of power do you have?
Resurrection power.
And when you have resurrection power, can nothing fight against you and win? Now, I'm not saying that you won't get a fight. You will get a fight. But lift your hand in the heavens and said, but by the grace of God in me, I will win every fight. Come on, say it with power and authority. By the power of God vested in me, I will win every fight. But here is how you will win the fight. Verse 6 says, stand up on your feet again. Lift up your hands in the air if you don't have a baby in your hand. Lift them tall. This is how we win. The Lord said to Joshua, be strong.
That's it.
Oh, God. Be strong and have good courage.
Yes.
Some of you put your hand down so quickly. Hold them up. My house shall be called house of prayer for all men. We're losing too many battles. We are not losers. Tall, honey, tall hands. Hold up winner's hands. We are losing too many battles. We are losing too many battles. We are allowing things to dictate to us when we are supposed to dictate to things.
Hallelujah.
You carry resurrection power and the inside of you. Be strong.
Hallelujah.
Hold them up. feeling well in your body, understand that you carry resurrection power on the inside of you. Come on, say healing power of God.
Healing power of God.
Engulf me now. Verse 7 says, only be thou strong and very courageous. It is not only to be strong, and it's not to be courageous. It is to be very courageous. That simply means you are going to see some giant in the fight. Be very courageous. It simply means that when the enemy says that, oops, they're going to take your house now. You can't pay this mortgage. You ain't making enough. Be very courageous. When the enemy says, oops, you're not going to get that promotion, all you got to do is to remember, when God makes a promise, when God makes a promise, when God makes a promise, I cannot begin to tell you how many times in this one chapter the Lord reminded him to be strong. Look at verse 9. Have I not commanded thee?
Yes.
Lord God. You see, there are times in the battle we tend to want to lose hope. I don't know if you're losing hope in this battle right now, but the Lord is sending you a word, and he said, he's asking a question. Have I not commanded you? Have I not told you? Have I not sent you a word? Be strong. And I love this part of it. Be not afraid. No, 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 no. I know that this is a word for the church. It's a word for all of us. We're in this battle. We have lost some strong soldiers. But there is still a word. And the Lord is saying to us today, only be strong and be very courageous. Oh God Almighty, help me. Tell somebody, I'm going to cross my Jordan. I will cross my Jordan. I must cross Jordan. I will get to the place that the Lord has promised. I will get there. I will get there. I will get there. For when God makes a promise. Woo! Oh God. When God makes a promise. So he said, be not afraid, neither be dismayed. Don't be disheartened. Don't look shocked. Take that stoic look off your face. The battle is already won. Oh, somebody put your hands together. Give God praise. Come on, put your hands together and give God praise. So I'm giving you a command today. Rise and stand up on your feet and live. And remember when I tell you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Remember when I tell you that those that seek your hurt, they will see you and flee from you seven different ways. Let me tell you, those that talk evil about you, God will allow them. You didn't hear me. I didn't say my brother. I didn't say your brother. I didn't say your father. I didn't say your best friend. I didn't say your husband, and I didn't say your wife. I said the Lord. Yeah? Somebody call him Mighty Warrior. We serve a God of war. We serve a God that never loses the fight. Be strong. Put on your garments, O daughters of Zion, for the Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Say, shake yourself. Shake yourself from the dust. Shake yourself from the dust. Daughters of Zion. Listen, 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 listen. Listen, listen, listen. I told you, everything that Satan saw in the heavens, he tried to populate in the earth. Listen, repeat after me. In God, there is neither male nor female. Says in God, there is no physicality. There is only spirituality. So when he called for the daughters of Zion, he mean male and female. Come on, shake yourself from the dust and rise up, stand up and live. Well, be seated, be seated, be seated, be seated. Too long. Somebody shout, too long. We as a people claim to have power, but we let everything and everyone terrifies us. Somebody jump up on your feet and say, no more. Come on, say no more. If I can't have it, it's because I don't want it. Come on, stand up on your feet and look at your enemy and shout, no more. If I don't have it, it's because I don't want it. Hey, for the Lord is my strength. Oh, be seated, be seated, be seated. Holy, holy God. I was talking with a friend last night. The friend says, I have a friend. And all my friend does is complain about her job. And she said one day, she rose up in the spirit and she said to her friend, it's not the job paying your rent. The friend says, yes. She said, it's not the job paying the light. She said, yes. It's not the job paying the car note. She said, yes. Said, it's not the job paying your insurance. The friend says, yes. Then she said, well, shut up and begin to give God thanks and stop the complaining. Because let me tell you something, let me tell you something, let me tell you something. People are finding out. I didn't say church folk. Church folk is yet to find out. Because church folks are too distracted. They don't listen to preachers. Come on now, come on now. So people of the world are finding out that when you speak positively to things, things happen. So the people that don't want to go to church and don't believe in God, they said you put it in the atmosphere. Oh Lord, but I know who is in the atmosphere. Oh, I wish somebody would praise God with me. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say to you? Don't talk no nonsense. God is the God of the whole creation. So I don't care if you want to call him atmosphere. He's an atmospheric God. I don't care if you want to call him a higher power. There is no power, said Yahweh. Somebody shout, all power. If you want to call him, if you want to call him, if you want to call him something, some people got so educated, we got so beside ourselves, we don't want to recognize him as God. So we call him energy. Well, let me tell you something. He's an energy, all right. Tell somebody whatever you call him, he is. Tell somebody else whatever you call him, he is. You know why? He is the I am that I am. Somebody shout, he is my everything. Second Chronicles 20. When God makes a promise, he keeps it. I said, when God makes a promise, he keeps it. When God makes a promise, he keeps it.
Thank you for joining God in the Raw Ministries. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Partner with God in the Raw by calling 1-888-914-6346. Again, that number is 1-888-914-6346. And be a part of this magnificent movement. Until next time.